Welcome to the Don Provda and Erica Gray Show. The Twist.
Welcome to the Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen likes to talk about how the European Union is standing for democracy versus autocracy. And this is a consistent theme of Ursula's, or of the Commission. And Ursula just recently made a statement saying how we must choose between democracy or autocracy. And this is very concerning. Well, why would this be concerning? Because she is splitting the world in two, from the democratic nations to autocratic nations. No in between, no gray areas, no reasons, levels, heights, depths, abstracts. It's black or white. And that kind of thinking is dangerous, because the reality is that there are many shades of gray and different reasonings and different viewpoints. And there is some legislation that may seem or fall under the category of autocratic, but it might be a logical step for possibly keeping order. And I'm talking in generalizations here. Bottom line, Ursula von der Leyen's statement is black and white thinking, and that is never good. You can't put anything in a box. You can't put a label on it, like the psychological testing and the DSM, the book. And they try to put a stamp on certain disorders when even those with those disorders can vary. Anyway, this is dangerous. Ursula is trying to get her public within the European Union to see themselves again as the democratic. It's also what happens in the United States. It's the Democrats against the Republicans. It's we're better than you because of our beliefs. And that's also what she's saying, is they're better. I mean, the democracies are better because of their beliefs. But the reality is that their version of democracy is not fully even democratic, and the United States version of democracy is also not fully democratic. There's a lot of holes. And I'm going to be covering this in the future, of areas within the United States that are totally undemocratic. Again, that'll be a topic for another show. But very dangerous what she's doing, dividing, getting you to believe we adopt the right way and they're wrong. And there's almost no words for this. And it's shocking that a quote unquote democratic leader would use this kind of black and white, us against them. I mean, that's what you see in cults. That's what you see in really scary kind of groups. It's that manipulation, so that people, and brainwashing. And that's what she's doing. That's what Ursula, little Ursula, is doing here. It's this black and white. And frankly, it's a propaganda pitch. It's a pitch for all the money that the European Union is throwing into Ukraine. And there's so many contradictions. You have the European Union giving the red carpet treatment to the Ukrainians, providing them with anything that they need. But you go to Rome and you see the Africans coming from the African countries sleeping on cement. There's something wrong with this picture. There's something drastically wrong. That the refugees who are of African descent are sleeping on cement. They're not getting a red carpet. They're not getting the provisions of the Ukrainians. So this black and white thinking on the part of the European Union or on the part of Ursula von der Leyen is dangerous. It's propaganda. And you can't put nations in a box like that. Yes, there are certain nations that you probably can fit in that box, but there's a lot of shades of gray. And I'm going to tell you that here in the United States, there are definitely those shades of gray. And there are individuals here who you couldn't tell who that they're in a total democracy, who have suffered the same fate as those within totalitarian types of governments, authoritarian governments. And I know of a situation right now. Again, I will talk about it in a future broadcast because I'm going to highlight where the United States in certain policies is really no different than some of the authoritarian countries that it highlights and labels. And we're better because we do it this way. We're better. And that is very, very dangerous thinking. And it's propaganda because there's too many different variables. And yes, there are concretes. But in geopolitics, it's not that black and white. And there's different levels. And there's different variations. And Ursula wants the wheat crop, the oil that comes out of Ukraine, the, I believe it's sunflower oil, another major export, the number of citizens, and is really strong on this idea of it's us against them, it's democracies against autocracies, when the European Union isn't even entirely democratic. And neither are some of its policies, which are, and nor are some of the decisions already that are being made for the future treaties. Some of the articles are entirely undemocratic in the name of democracy. That the next treaty, one of the proposals, is in social laws, that those would be adopted as law. Now, if that's not authoritarian, I don't know what is. So, hope you found this informative. This is a common theme of Ursula von der Leyen, a theme of the Commission, a theme within the European Union media, as touted by the Commission to sell the European Union citizens on the aid and EU policy that is going to Ukraine. And the next piece is that Russia is going to take all the countries and will go beyond Ukraine. And working on that fear, when we've addressed this in another topic, and you'll have to check a previous video on what Putin and Sergey Lavrov stated concerning this thought that's been stated in the Western media, again, to convince the Europeans and the Americans who are paying high gas prices, high food prices, high everything prices because of the war in Ukraine and all the money that's going to it and the inflation tax that we're all paying to justify that. Hope you found this informative. Stay tuned for more. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. Like, I really want you to really hit that thing. Like, hit that thing now. Like, don't wait. Don't hesitate. Hit that subscribe button. And also, share my videos. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you want to have discussed. And on this show, I like to talk about controversial, highlight news, highlight something like this, contradictions, to get you to think. And be sure also to check out the Amazon store. The link is in the banner, and the products that I have from around the world, wonderful foods, and my teas from Siberia, of course. teas from Siberia. That's like forbidden fruit now, anything from Russia. So be sure to check those out. Also, I have wonderful jewelry from my friend in China, Victor Wong, and his jewelry is beautiful. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Tune in next time for more from Don Provda and Erica Gray for their twist on world news.